have an animal that's living in your house and you don't talk to them at all, they feel very lonely. They feel like you don't love them. Yes, I talk to them wherever I go.
Hello, gentle viewers, and welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Many of us who have an animal companion sometimes have questions about their well-being. If she is old and has been ill for a long time, we might wonder if she's ready to pass over. We might like to know if she's lonely and would like a companion, or if there is any way we could make her life more happy and comfortable. How can we find the answers to these types of questions? One way is to consult a telepathic animal communicator. Today on part one of a two-part series, we visit with Miss Kim Maloney, a professional telepathic animal communicator from Ontario, Canada. Striving to help all types of animals with behavioral, emotional, and physical issues, she is known as the Animal Whisperer. Miss Maloney has an honors diploma in animal sciences and has earned certificates in nutrition, homeopathy, and applied kinesiology. She has appeared on television and radio programs and is a columnist for the Sedona Journal of Emergence, a U.S.-based spiritual publication.
Call yourself an animal whisperer?
Well, it started off years ago as kind of a joke because I don't have a high voice, and I would literally get down with the animals. Like, I would sit with them, I'd get in with them in the barns, wherever they are, and I talk to them, and because I talk so low, they would nickname me an animal whisperer. But then it just became that a whisperer is gentle with animals, that kind of thing.
So you say you were born like this.
This is all I've ever known, actually.
As a young child, Kim Maloney was surprised to discover that, unlike herself, other people were unable to have conversations with animals.
When I was little, I used to go around to my friends, and I used to just talk to them saying different things, and they'd say, well, what are you talking about? I said, well, my dog was telling me this, and what do you mean? Doesn't your dog tell you things? Well, no. And then my parents, back in the 60s, they used to say, Kim, you don't talk about stuff like this. I said, well, why? Because not everybody's like this. So I didn't talk about it. I just kind of subdued it.
As she grew older, the fact that society discouraged her from discussing conversing with animals caused her some discomfort.
Yeah, and I was told by some different people that I was weird, strange, not to talk about it, you know, it's kind of not, you don't do this. So I always thought it was kind of different.
Mm-hmm. So what happened when you went to school?
I didn't talk about it.
You didn't?
I was constantly seeing things, people that had passed over, spirits, animals communicating to me. And in my mind, I'd say to them, can you please wait till I'm not with people? Because I can't concentrate while you're talking to me, and I can't answer you when I'm with people. Just please wait. And they would. And then when I went to school, I'd be, going a mile a minute and catch up where they left off.
When Miss Maloney became a young adult, she felt the need to share her gift with others, regardless of convention.
So how did you decide to go public with this?
I started telling a few of my close friends, a couple of my close friends. I took a chance. And I said, well, I've lost many friends over the years. If I lose these ones, I guess I have nothing else to lose. Mm-hmm. They were very interested. They kind of looked at me strange, but the more I spoke, the more they saw what I did. When I went places, the animals would come. I had an elephant put his trunk around me that never had did that before. They said there must be something to it.
Over the years, Kim Maloney has developed profound love, trust, and respect for our animal co-inhabitants.
It's funny. I would rather talk with animals and be with animals. If I had a choice, people have often asked me how I feel about working with people, communicating with people. Mm-hmm. And on a day-to-day basis, if I had a choice between going in a cage with a tiger to see what he was like, or a wild animal or an elephant, I would choose that over people. Because to me, animals are predictable. You know their body language, you know what they're going to do. Some people aren't. That's how at ease I feel with the animal kingdom.
When we return, Miss Maloney shares how energy determines whether an animal feels comfortable around a person unknown to them. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we continue our interview with Miss Kim Maloney of Ontario, Canada, who is known as the Animal Whisperer. Miss Maloney was born with the ability to communicate on a heart-to-heart level with all types of animals, and as a professional telepathic animal communicator, strives to help them out with their behavioral, emotional, and physical issues.
When I go down the street, if there's something out there that's got something to say to me, it's wherever I go, it never stops. You know, like I can be in a mall with someone having a dog or something, they have something to say. It's everywhere.
So they seek you out?
Yeah, they do. My friends will tell you, say a hummingbird come, you know, if we're sitting or having tea outside on my deck, a hummingbird will come and go in front of my face, clicking and beeping, and they'll say, I haven't seen anything like this, Kim, only you. I was at Walmart last year in the parking lot getting into my car, and before I got into my car, there was this barely seen blue-tailed skink. Out of all the hundreds of cars in that parking lot, went under mine. And I picked it up and I took it up to the endangered animal sanctuary up in Peterborough. But it seems like, yes, it just gravitates to me.
What does Kim Maloney feel is the reason that animals are so attracted to her and trust her?
I don't know if it's my energy, because ever since I was born, it's been happening. So I'm not too sure. I know a lot of it has to do with my energy. I know because sometimes I can feel them being attracted to me, and I can feel they're coming to me for a reason, whether to be put in a different place, taken to a different place. I had a shepherd who was white, and his name was Lance. We would just have these conversations. And unfortunately, one day I left the kettle, we had long kettle cords on the stove, I left it down. And Lance, he went by it with his tail, and he picked it up in the kettle, came on his body and scalded him horribly. And I sat there and I cried, and I said, I'm so sorry. I blame myself. I said, I'm so sorry. He said, it wasn't your fault. He said, you're only a child. You didn't do it. So he comforted me, and he said, please come to the vet with me, because you're the only one I trust. And then I did.
We asked Kim Maloney why there is such a natural affinity between children and animals.
I believe it's because they're both innocent, and with most children, they can talk to the animals. They feel safe. They're not judged. Like me, they can just talk. They're just safe. The animals are non-judgmental. We just love them.
We also asked Miss Maloney about the fear animals sometimes have of humans and what causes them to stay away.
Sometimes they see energy. Sometimes a dog or a cat are out somewhere and they see a person coming. The first thing they see is energy. It could be dark energy, black energy, any kind of energy like that. But animals don't run from me when I go somewhere.
So we come back to that energy again. So basically what animals see is black?
Not always black. Like they see what you are. Like with you and your crew here today, it might be the green, blue, purple, mm-hmm. and nice, warm, fuzzy energy. Mm-hmm. They would more likely come up to you. Mm-hmm. But if they came up to a person that was meaning them harm, mm-hmm. they might see black or brown or gray, okay. and that would scare them.
What about sick people?
They see that too. They see that as a gray, brown.
Finally, Miss Maloney has an important, heartening message from the animals.
One thing the animals want to tell people is, a lot of people out there can communicate and do listen, but they don't do anything about it. So, to all these people everywhere that know they can communicate, maybe they don't think they can, but they can. Perhaps listen to yourself more, listen to your heart, listen to what the animals are saying by opening up, pushing your logic aside.
Do animals have any advice for us as to how to live better lives? What is the role of animals on Earth? To find out the answers to these and other questions, please join us tomorrow on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, for part two of our intriguing interview with the Animal Whisperer, Miss Kim Maloney. For more information on Kim Maloney, please visit animalwhisperer.com. Thank you for joining us today on our program. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment. After noteworthy news, here on Supreme Master Television. May you enjoy ever greater wisdom and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.